This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin voters head to the polls to choose the state's next Supreme Court justice. The race between judges Rebecca Dallet and Michael Scrinock has been more overtly partisan than any in recent memory. As Sean Johnson reports, it reflects an evolution of judicial campaigns that began in earnest with another Supreme Court contest a decade ago.
In 2008, former state Supreme Court Justice Lewis Butler was the candidate favored by Democrats. He was running during a two-year Democratic wave, and an incumbent justice had not lost in Wisconsin in more than 40 years. And yet Butler was defeated that year by now Justice Michael Gableman, providing the template for how to win and lose Supreme Court races in Wisconsin. University of Wisconsin-Madison politics and law professor Howard Schwaber says the race was transformative.
2008 marks the beginning of the conversion of Wisconsin judicial politics to just an extension of partisan politics by other means.
Schwaber says Butler was old school. In this 2008 debate with Gableman, Butler avoided saying political things.
I think it is inappropriate for a judge or a justice to tell you that I'm a conservative or a liberal, or if I'm a candidate of big business or law enforcement or a labor or whoever, because you're trying to send the signal that if you vote with me, I'll vote with you. And that's not what the justice system is all about.
Gableman was more willing to label himself and label Butler repeatedly.
I am a judicial conservative. My opponent has been legislating from the bench.
A choice between me, a judicial conservative, and my opponent, a judicial activist.
I am a judicial conservative who gives a fair application to the plain language of the law, and my opponent has been acting as a judicial activist.
Gableman's victory flipped control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Schwaber says other conservatives used a similar formula. Today, they hold a 5-2 majority.
In the Gableman cycle and for several cycles thereafter, the Democrats were very, very slow to catch on.
Gableman is not running for re-election this year, but the conservative candidate, Sauk County Judge Michael Scrinock, is hitting similar notes.
To put it simply, the role of a judge is to be an arbiter of the law, not a policy analyst or a political activist.
The dangers of a court legislating from the bench.
This time, the liberal candidate, Milwaukee County Judge Rebecca Dallet, is finding new ways to hit back.
He would be a rubber stamp to the interests of the governor, the interests of the Republican Party, and the interests of the people. We have to have a court that we have confidence in that's going to be making the decisions and not being a rubber stamp to the governor or to the executive. And further politicize the judiciary as Scott Walker's rubber stamp.
Dallet has also been willing to identify with Democrats, speaking at their state convention, marching for gun control, and receiving endorsements from big names like former Vice President Joe Biden. At a San Francisco fundraiser, she told the audience that their values were Wisconsin values that had been lost along the way. Scrinock has seized on that.
Well, as I've been traveling the state since then, people have come up to me and said, San Francisco values are not my values.
But Scrinock's campaign has also evolved. The state's business lobby is running ads on his behalf, as it did for Gableman. But Scrinock has also received more than $300,000 from the Republican Party, which is a first in Wisconsin's officially nonpartisan judicial elections. Dallet says that means he can't be independent.
People don't just give money away. They have an expectation. And I think the viewers all understand that. I think the people in our state understand that. That there is some investment that these groups are making in you in order to get you on the court so that you'll do their bidding.
A decade ago, Gableman defeated Butler by just 22,000 votes statewide. He went on to write landmark opinions that upheld Governor Walker's Act 10 and that shut down an investigation into Walker's campaign. Whoever wins tomorrow's election will have the opportunity to serve until at least 2028, giving them the chance to write the landmark rulings of the next decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.